Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Mom. So glad you're with us today. I hope you're having a good one and are feeling slightly less overwhelmed and stressed than Katie and I.
Are we overwhelmed and stressed?
I am. Aren't you?
You just got back from vacation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you need a vacation from your vacation?
Of course. And you're about to go on vacation. You're not stressed.
Literally in,
Hours.
No, not 2 hours. Probably five hours, six hours. I'm about to go on vacation. Which, you know, when you're a parent, it is stressful. I mean, joking aside, like, going on vacation is stressful. Like, the preparation, all of the things that need to happen, the packing, the groceries, the logistics, the sleeping arrangements. Yeah. If you're a parent and you have children and you've gone on vacation, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. Yeah.
But hopefully it'll all go well. At least you're staying close for your vacation.
Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to it. My sister and my brother-in-law and their kids are all flying into Asheville. We're going to spend a couple of days at the lake. It's a couple of days in Asheville. I think it's going to be, I'm super excited. But, you know, it's like, I'll feel a lot better once, like, everybody is picked up from the airport, everything's unpacked, and my kid is asleep, and I'm having, like, a beer on the couch tonight. Will that happen? I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
Yes. It's in your future.
Okay. And like, just 12 hours from now. Mm-hmm. 13 mm-hmm. hours from now. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we just got back from the beach, mm-hmm. As you mentioned. The hardest part for me was and we were staying right on the beach.
Right, which is amazing.
But it's still getting all of the tiny people and things to the beach is a lot.
Yes.
And getting them there and not letting anyone just, like, run into the ocean and drown in the first, like, 5 seconds you're on the beach.
It's also a lot.
Wow. I don't know. I was, like, partially, you know, as a parent, you're, like, partially proud, partially terrified. None of my kids have any fear of the ocean. Mm-hmm. None mm-hmm. of them. And really only two of them can swim. And that's, like, as, you know, newly swimmers, right? Sam would just run head into the ocean. Like, just run in,
and
jump
he's
in,
like,
and he's one.
Nowadays?
He's one.
Yeah, he's
I mean,
like
you can't,
months.
You
yeah.
can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy. He also, you know, you try to give him a snack, he drops it in the sand.
Does he eat sand?
Oh, yeah. Just picks up the snack and eats it covered in sand, and we're all like, gosh.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. It was fun, though. It was a good time. Minus
what,
all
what
of
else?
The...
What else? That's it. You're like, and moving on. Wait, yeah. There's more. There's got to be more.
Oh, it was so much.
You guys were in a hotel room. It was a suite. You only had one bedroom, four children, six people. What?
It was a lot.
Talk about that.
Sam woke up at about 5:30 every morning, so that was stressful.
That's fine.
I'm trying to think. You know, it's such a blur of what all the drama was. The sleeping thing is hard because some kids want to sleep in because they're on vacation and they're whipped. Other kids are just like, I don't know, I'm on vacation, I'm going to get up at 5. Let's go, guys, let's go. And because Sam was in our room, in like the bedroom, and he's in the pack and play, you know, and he, every morning, 5:30, up, mom, dad, up.
You were like,
the whole time.
No, son.
Yeah,
no.
We're not up. No one's up.
No,
except
no one's
you.
Up.
Mm-hmm. And it also was, unfortunately, a hotel where there wasn't really like a lobby that you could run around or do anything. It was just, what do you do with it? I mean, thankfully, he's cute. So you would just stand there in the lobby and people would be like, well, he's sweet. And I'm like, yeah, well, except he woke up at 5:30.
Yeah.
That was good. The pools were fun.
Did you and Brian take turns getting up?
We did. We would switch off and on of who had to get up and try to take him away and let the other kids sleep in for a bit. It's also funny to me, I don't know if you feel this, you know, you're like doing all of the things. You're like at this resort, you're on the beach, there's a lazy river pool, there's another pool, there's an indoor-outdoor pool, there's a toddler pool. Life is fantastic. There's a pier, there's ice cream, all the things. And your kids are still like, ugh. I really didn't want to go to the pool today. I really want to go to the beach. Like, you know what I mean? Like, still, like, kind of finding things to complain about. And it's just hard when they're little and you want to be like, do you understand that this is an amazing vacation?
This is a luxury here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just be happy and eat your ice cream and go to whether it's the pool or the beach. Right. Just sit here and be happy.
It's like you're in a different location, same old kids.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, I say that. They were, for the most part,
yeah,
really
good.
Yeah,
they were good. Great. But still, they're still kids. Yeah.
They're still kids. And the beach is hard just because they all want to go in a different direction. Somebody wants to find seashells. Somebody wants to play in the ocean. Somebody wants to jump the waves. Somebody wants to, you know.
Right.
Sam did the same thing he did on the plane and would go up to random people on the beach just really close, you know, uncomfortably close. Hi. 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 And then he wants to, like, put his head in the sand and do, like, a downward dog pose. That's like his like show off. So he's like, hi, look at my yoga move. Okay, moving on to the next group of people on the beach. Okay, hi, can I steal your sand toys?
Oh,
how about if I do a yoga pose?
The sand toys.
Yeah. And also just the amount of like wet bathing suits, wet clothes, all of that. No, but it was.
You guys were in a hotel, so you didn't have like a washer and dryer.
That's right, which was the only thing that I was like, ugh, this is the negative of the hotel.
Right, because before you had left, we had talked about. I mean, I feel like, I'll be honest with you, the times, and I only have one child, the times that we have stayed in a hotel on vacation since having River, very few and far between, just because of everything you already mentioned. And so now it's like my saving grace that when we go on vacation, usually you're in like a short-term rental, like a
Airbnb,
VRBO, like, you know, an Airbnb, and you have a washer and dryer. And that's like, okay, like River is in this phase where she likes to change clothes at least four times a day.
Yes,
like legit.
Same.
So, I mean.
Oh, we ran out of clothes on like day three.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, I packed seven outfits. Like, I don't know what's going on.
We don't have that much underwear. But, like, thankfully, I'll just, like, wash it. So, like, a hotel really, like, makes me anxious because I'm like, I mean, you can wear the same set of underwear a couple of days in a row. But, like, after a while, it's like you're getting low.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, kudos to you.
Yeah, we survived. It was great.
You seem much more refreshed than I anticipated.
Oh, well, great. I mean, we also did celebrate two birthdays there, which was a whole nother thing because you had to bring the birthday signs and the streamers and the presents.
I did.
And, like,
so this is how you know that you're entrenched in mom life, because I saw your post on Instagram that was like, happy birthday, Henry. And you had like presents and like party paraphernalia. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Not only
did she have to pack for the beach for like herself and four children and bring the chairs and the sand toys, but she also had to bring like the birthday paraphernalia.
The whole thing, like the candle.
It's just a lot to think about.
It was
because you don't
want
to, like, that's what your kids anticipate,
and, you know,
and you're not going to disappoint them.
And, you know, they want the streamers in their door when they come out in the morning. And so if I didn't have those, which, you know, the housekeeper every day was like, was there a party in here?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? I'm like, sorry, another person had a birthday. So we had to put up more streamers in the hotel room in another doorway. But fortunately, Henry really wanted to play mini golf on his birthday.
That's
and
easy.
We are at the beach and there's 1 million mini golf places. So that was nice. But, it was good. It's just, it's funny. One of our family members texted and was like, I hope you're relaxing and resting on your vacation at the beach. And I just was thinking, I have not rested nor relaxed.
Yeah.
1 minute.
That's not real.
There was a couple of times where, there was one day where Sam took a really good nap and we actually set up the monitor in our room so we could be down like at the pool while he was napping.
Yes.
And he took like a 3-hour nap. And there was, I think, like one or two moments where I was like, huh, the kids are all in good places. Like, they're, I can see where they're swimming. They're in the shallow end. Like, I could maybe like sit back for a minute.
Yeah. And?
For a minute. I did. For like a tiny minute. Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, a minute and a week. A week's worth of vacation. A
couple of minutes, yeah.
Okay, next year it's going to be even better. 2 minutes. Yes. 2 minutes, yes. Next year.
Next year I'm going for 2 minutes. So I really like this first article.
Yeah.
Let me clear my throat before I get into it. Anti-dopamine parenting can curb a kid's craving for screens or sweets.
It's from NPR.
Yes, yes. And this was good. Of course, you've heard about this whole thing with dopamine and what it does to your kids and to adults and everything. But it kind of goes into the actual science and the reasons behind all of this. So it says, why is it so hard to limit screen time? Why are kids so cranky after a birthday party? You know, all of these things. And the answer is they have too much dopamine. Well, it talks about how TV and sugar release dopamine. Of course, this tricks the brain into thinking they're essential. But there's this false line of thinking that this dopamine is a molecule of happiness. But actually, it's mediating pleasure. And this is the thing that generates desire. So this dopamine is making you think you want something, that you're happy, making you desire pleasure. But really, it's just tricking your brain into thinking
that you desire it.
Exactly. When you don't really is the big thing. So that your brain is saying this is important. Stay here. Keep doing this. But it's really something that you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
So I thought all that was interesting. And so it talks about how there's some things that you can do to kind of switch to more healthy options when your brain is doing this and this dopamine is there. You know, of course, like one of the ideas that they suggested that I thought was good was limiting the time and place that you can have, whether it's sugar, whether it's candy, whether it's TV screen time. You know, say, especially here in the summer, okay, we only get this between the hours of, you know, whatever, 5 and 6 at night on a Thursday or whatever it is. But set certain boundaries so that your kids aren't always asking for TV, always asking for dessert. So I thought that was kind of a good idea.
Yeah, I thought I am in the – it's funny. River has never enjoyed screen time more than she does right now in her life. And maybe I'm partly responsible for that. I'm not really sure. But, like, yeah, I read this article – last week, and then yesterday, like, after dinner, River was like, all right, I want to watch TV. And she had, like, while I was cooking dinner, she was watching TV, and I was like, nah, let's take a break. And she was, like, literally, like, I want to watch TV. Like, it was like, I was like, oh, like, the drug, the dopamine is, like, kicking in. I, like, can see it right now, you know? And it is hard. It's hard to distract your kid. Like, I can see her being, like, it was, like, some sort of, like, weird, like, thing that was happening with her, you know? And I was like, no, like, go play. So we ended up, like, playing chase and doing a bunch of other things, and which, like, also distracted me from doing the things that I should have been doing. But I do like the idea of this writer talks about creating microclimates or micro environments. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you have, and this is the thing, is, like, in 2023, I feel like everybody has, like, 65 TVs in their house. But, like, maybe you only have a TV in the living room so that, like, you can go down in the basement and play, or you can go in River's room and play, or you can go somewhere else and play, you know? And then she, like,
without seeing that TV and knowing
seeing,
that's an option.
Like, feeling that pull. Yeah. She also, and this is kind of one of those things, like, well, it might be too late for us, but maybe not. She talks about how you should wait as long as possible to introduce, like, different screens or different foods, because you should know that those items, those foods, the screens, I'm thinking about phones, particularly like younger and younger kids are getting getting phones. Wait as long as possible, because that's just going to be another thing that's going to create that dopamine and like another little like mini addiction. And she talked about how this woman, she is now like an expert screen person or a
screen consultant or something.
Like, which I was like, is this really a real job? Wow.
Apparently.
She talked about how, like, she has never talked to a parent who has said that they had wished that they had introduced their kids to an iPad sooner, or, like, gotten them a phone sooner, or allowed them to use social media sooner. So, in our case, like, the cat's already out of the bag. River has an iPad. But I did think to myself, I'm going to remember this. You know, I have nieces and nephews who are getting phones as young as 10, and I think that's pretty, like, status quo. I'm going to try to hold out as long as I possibly can. Now, remind me of this in 5 years. And right. social media, for mm-hmm. sure, I'm going to yes. try to hold out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a slippery slope, and, you know, you give them a phone because you want to be able to be in touch yes. with them.
Oh, I totally
And then
get
it's
it.
Like,
totally
and then they've got the phone, and then so, you know, yeah, yeah. But I totally agree with you. Yeah, I think the longer you can hold out, the better. We, you know, one of the things that we still haven't done, our kids have never had soda.
River hasn't had soda. So we don't drink soda in our house.
Right.
Which is, like, honestly, I hate to say, I'm going to just say this. It's like a point of pride with us. Like, Brian and I aren't soda drinkers, so... River hasn't, has she had like a sip of soda here and there, maybe, but it's not something mm-hmm. she knows, to your mm-hmm. point, she doesn't have it, so she doesn't know to clamor for it.
Right, right.
She yeah. has, she'll have like a drink of LaCroix and be like, ooh, spicy, you know, because yeah, it's carbonated, because yeah. she's not used to having yeah. carbonated drinks.
Yeah, yeah, we try not to keep soda in the house either, and yeah, I think that's it. You know, I might get one every now and again, but yeah, I think when they don't see it in the fridge, right. and it's amazing to me how much they're noticing and picking up on what you're doing, what you're eating, yeah. what you're drinking. And so if you don't have it in front of them every day, right. if you're not doing it, then they're less
right.
likely
it's not
to do
in the
it.
House. It's not an option.
But I feel, I mean, we even don't, I mean, our, like, Ella Ray doesn't even drink, I mean, she, that girl only drinks water and milk.
Yeah.
That's all she drinks.
Yeah.
Henry
yeah.
occasionally will have a juice box. But I think that's another, like, I mean, at least in my head, that's another easy thing to cut out sugar. Because now we probably have too many desserts.
Well,
but
I was just going to say, if only we could get rid of, like, the Oreos, you know? Mm-hmm, like, that's our problem. Mm-hmm. It's like, great, River doesn't drink soda, but, like, every night after dinner, she's like, can I have an Oreo? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, we've gotten into a
and
bad
Oreos
dessert.
Oreos are addicting. They're so good.
They are. Yeah.
The dopamine. The Oreo dopamine.
It's hard.
Mom's the word.
Okay, so I'm nervous about this,
what?
Mom's Katie.
Tell me.
I'm nervous about this.
Just put it out there. So why? You, like, why are you nervous? Because you think I'm not gonna like it?
No, because it's like it's like fashionable mom's
oh.
for me, and you know I'm not good at fashion.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
know anything about it,
right.
but I'm gonna throw this out there.
Do
I'm gonna
it.
I'm gonna go for it.
Do it.
And I'm gonna mispronounce the name of this brand.
Okay.
Ari, the swimsuit.
Oh
Aerie?
Yeah, like yes.
Is
like
it Aerie
the American
or Ari?
Eagle. I think it's Aerie, but I don't know.
Okay.
I think I would go with Aerie. A-E-R-I-E, correct?
A-E-R-I-E,
and it's like American
yes.
Eagle's brand of things.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's swim stuff. Do they
yeah.
have other stuff besides swim?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to, like, Google this just so I can
okay.
make
well,
be sure that I'm saying the right thing. But, yes.
My mom's is a cover-up from there.
Okay.
That a friend actually sent to me for my birthday.
Okay.
Which I thought was really fashionable. You know, the only time I'm fashionable is when somebody
sure.
else picks it out
sure.
for me.
Sure.
But she picked it out, and I think it's very fashionable. And it was funny. You know, I never get comments of like, oh, that looks, you
mm-hmm.
styled that well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, at the beach last week. And it was, I'm also doing this as a shout out to you.
Okay.
I had it on,
uh-huh.
but I had shorts on as, it's like a long shirt cover up, but
uh-huh.
it's nice and it's like a good material.
Sure.
It's like nice colors
yeah.
and just easy to throw on. Anyway, I had it tied around
oh,
my
yeah,
waist because
yeah.
Katie at the beach was like, oh yeah, you should tie it at your waist. It looks cuter. And somebody came up to me and was like, is that Ari? And I was like, I don't even know because a friend gave it to me. I checked the tag. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is. She's like, I have it, but I always thought it looked so, like, dull because it's so long. But that looks really cute the way you have it tied
okay.
at your waist. And I was like, look at this.
You're, like, styling clothes.
It took
clothes?
Two people to get me there, but I may have actually done something semi-stylish. Who knew?
So,
I had it in me.
I love it. Do you have any pictures? I want to, like, see it.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I need to see it. So just so you know, Aerie. Or Ari,
mm-hmm.
That's the bra, underwear, and active and swimwear line from American Eagle.
Okay.
Remember American Eagle when we were, like, teenagers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I used
yeah.
to love that store. And I have seen they're, like, this line
they're coming
from
back.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, people, grown-ups like
mm-hmm.
them. They're
yeah.
like, it's like, you know, it's like a whole thing. So, cool. All right. And I think they're
so
kind
the
of
cover
affordable,
up,
too, right?
Yeah, the cover-up, I actually just checked last night. It's on sale for $35.
What?
Who knew?
Okay.
It's originally, like, $60, but
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
And it's just
Is
like
this
a...
It? This isn't it.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's it. It's
Is
just
it
like an
color?
Over. Mine's orange, but it's just like an oversized, lightweight, long sleeved
okay.
shirt that you can use as a cover up. And if you want to be super stylish, you can tie it at the waist, as Katie taught me.
I mean, I didn't.
And get some compliments at the beach or the pool this summer. Who knew?
Oh, this is cute. I feel like mm-hmm. I want to buy this. Brian, plug your ears if you're listening to this. I'm
uh-huh.
buying this.
It's only $35,
right
Brian.
It's only $35. Okay.
Yeah. So there you have
it. All right. We'll link to it because it's cute and lots of different colors too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was us very successful moms.
Well, I was nervous about it because, you know, Katie always gives the fashion advice. I'm usually like, here's the kids toy I have for you this week, folks. Out of my comfort zone.
All right. This next article, speaking of Brian, my husband, is very near and dear to my heart because this is a thing that happens in my life. The title is from Her View from Home. The title
Oh,
is,
yeah. This is so you. Sorry, keep going.
My house looks like kids live here because they do. And so I just have to say this. Like, people know that I like things a certain way. And my husband is always like, dude, we don't live in a museum. We live here. This is why, like, the house looks like it's, like, lived in. Because guess what? We live here.
Yeah.
So this is a mom who sounds like she has a lot. I have a lot in common with her. She is talking about, you know, her house is always a wreck. She feels like her house is always a wreck. People come over, and she has all these intentions of, like, cleaning up at 20 minutes before the guest arrival. It doesn't happen. And she's always, like, saying, like, they come, and she's like, sorry for the mess. We've been on the go all week. Haven't had long, time enough to pick up. I meant to get to the dishes, but then I got busy with the kids. Work has been so crazy. She has, like, all these excuses.
Right.
She talks about how social media, like TikTok and Instagram, sort of exacerbates it because when you see people's homes on social media, they never look messy. They look put together. And she sort of says, like, her husband, like my husband, is like, hey, you need to chill. Like, you have, mm-hmm. She has multiple kids, I believe. And they live here, and, like, this is just the way it is. And, like, someday, basically, our house won't be like this, but also the kids won't be here. You won't be able to, like, share in the joy of, like, having all the kids home and doing crafts mm-hmm. and having snacks and all of the things that kids do that makes your house a wreck. So I thought this was a really good article and very good perspective.
Can I just say this made me cry?
Yeah, because it's a good reminder, because you probably, too, like, lose your mind over messy
and
houses.
I don't keep my house as clean as you do, but
I do. Well, thank you. But there are things.
Well, the thing is, you know, it is, and it's so frustrating when you go in and you clean up. You know, we have this, like, big desk that all the kids can do arts and crafts stuff on, and I'll come in and I'll clean the whole thing off, and then literally hours later, there's little pieces of construction paper and stickers, and they pulled everything out.
Yeah.
And it's so hard not to just be like, I just spent time cleaning that. Yeah. Why? But then, when you get to the end of this article and they say, how lucky are we that kids live here?
Yeah.
That our house is a mess because we have these children who are being creative and trying to cook and learning and, you know, doing all the things that kids do, getting out the toys and getting it, you know, last night, Bennett, the playroom was actually in, like, a semi-clean state. And Bennett's like, I really want to move the play kitchen into the playroom because it was in another room of the house.
River
and get out all the
kitchen.
Bin of kitchen stuff and have a restaurant tonight. I really want to.
See, River does the same thing. It actually makes me feel like, okay.
So we did it. So we did it. Everybody does it. So we did it. We moved all the stuff into the playroom. And it was hilarious because Bennett and Ella Ray had a bakery and Henry and Gregory and I went and ate at their restaurant and it was so fun. It's a mess, but then it's like, well, this was a memory and it was you using your imagination and Ella Ray using math to figure out the bill, you know, like all the things.
Let me just say this, because as I was reading this, and I'll sometimes, like, say this to my husband, like, one time, so on Sunday nights is when I get real crazy because then my life gets, like, everybody's, like, gets crazy during the week and I can't stand coming home to a mess. So, like, then I get real, real Katie clean. And I told my therapist this one time because I was like, I'm trying to dial it back. And she was like, I don't think it's unrealistic to have the expectation that you have a really, like, crazy schedule and, like, kind of, like, a high-pressure job that, like, you expect your family to, like, help you, like, tidy up so that you can, like, think straight during the week. And I thought that was, like, very, like, because, you know, frequently I feel like I'm in the wrong, and I'm sure 95% of the time, but, like, it kind of gave
me – nice validation.
It was, like, validation to be, like, okay, like, it's okay to, like, ask other people to be, like, hey – we need to, like, vacuum and, like, clean up our surfaces here just so I can think when I get up at 2 in the morning. So I feel like there's like, a happy medium here, right?
And I think the other thing, too, is as you get older, you realize, and you're in this stage of life, if there's things that really bother you, you need to fix them. You know, like, you know what your triggers are and what you know. I don't need my bathroom to be spotless, but I would like my kitchen counters not covered in junk.
Same.
You know? So I just have to know. And I think to that point, if that involves me telling my family and my kids, hey, look, this is something that really bothers mommy. Can you please help me in getting this done? Yeah, I think those things are important. I think, you know, by no means are we going to have a clean house, but I think you can do the things. The other thing that I have a problem with is sometimes I fall into the, I'm just going to clean this up, and then they're just going to get it right back out. So, like, what's the point?
I know. But that's valid, too.
Yeah, but then it's like, but if you don't at some point regularly, whether it's daily, weekly, whatever, go through it, then it just gets overwhelming. Right. And you're like, now what do I do?
I think that there's a happy medium here. You can appreciate the messiness that kids bring to your life. Mm-hmm. But I also, like you said, I don't think there's no harm in being like, these are the things, these are like, and maybe it's not the house is spotless, but like, these are the things that help me function. Right. As like,
and like a this mom room, and an adult. Let's keep it messy. Right. Like, you can keep the playroom messy. I don't need that. Have that spick and span every day. But like, these areas, let's have them look more presentable. I don't know. It's tricky.
This is a good article.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So the last one is, this was interesting. I'm a dad who hates sports, but my son loves them. Here's how we make it work. I feel for this guy. So this is a guy who has a kid. He's really funny. He's really funny.
It's from today.com, by the way.
He's really funny. But he was just never a sports guy. Yeah. He's not into athletics. He's not into sports. He doesn't want to watch them. He doesn't want to play them. He just doesn't. He's not into it. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, who knows, his kid is super into it.
Yeah.
He's athletic. He does all the sports. And he knows all the sports knowledge, which I can totally relate to that, because I think there's just people who, you know, how most husbands, when they get together, it always cracks me up. Like, even if our husbands, Katie, get together, I'm like, oh, what do y'all talk about? I don't know, sports.
Well, and that's because I'll say this, and I don't know if this is like, maybe this is unusual. Brian, my husband, is like a like trivia sports person. Like, he is one of those guys that like lives and breathes sports, and like, he could tell you stats on like 1976 baseball.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, I feel for this guy because this kid sounds a lot like Brian to
right,
me,
who's right.
just like lives and breathes it. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't even have to think about it. That's how entrenched in it he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it is just a normal thing
for some
a lot of times for some guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For some people, not just men.
Yeah, you're right, and women too. You know, I don't know if I ever told you this. I really wanted to be a sports reporter.
Really?
Instead of a news reporter when I was younger. And then, because I do enjoy sports, and then I realized I'm not good at remembering, like you're saying, like the data and the knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gregory's the same way. He can, like, tell you the play-by-play of his, like, soccer semifinal, you know, 30 years ago. But I just wasn't good at memorizing all that info. Well, and, like, the stats on people and, like, oh, yeah, that guy hit a whatever last season.
And I think the thing about being a sports reporter, too, is like, it's not just, like, okay, like, NBA and NFL. Like, you have to understand,
all the sports.
Golf, tennis, like, all the sports
and
that,
be familiar
like,
with all of those athletes.
Yes. Yeah. And I, like, I mean, I'm, like, okay when it comes to, like, the NFL, like, NBA, you know. But, like, knowing the minutia of some of those, like, lesser-known sports, which, by the way, this kid – the son in this article sounds like he is into the minutiae.
Oh, yes, yes. He's like one of those, like, even as a kid, like, he'll strike up conversations with people in the street about, he's always wearing a sports team shirt, and somebody will say, like, oh, yeah, go so-and-so. Yeah. They did well last night, whatever. So anyway, so the dad talks about how he's kind of struggled with this, you know, how do I connect with my son? Because I'm just totally not into sports. And I think... And if you take a step back, bigger picture,
right?
We can all maybe relate to this a little bit, because, you know, oftentimes your kid is going to be into something that you weren't necessarily into, whether it's...
How about dance? I feel dance, like you ballet. And I are like...
Yeah,
both
we were
our
not,
girls
we were
do.
Not ballet ballerinas, yeah. And here we have little girls like, who love ballet.
I'm like
yes.
trying to scrape together a bun, and I'm like, what the... Like, I
yeah,
don't,
how
like,
do you do this?
How do you do this?
Yeah.
You know... Yeah.
But I think, so anyway, regardless of whether what your issue is or not issue, but what your difference is with your kid, his point is that he offers lessons, he listens, and he learns.
Yeah.
And that's what it means to be a father.
Right.
And I thought that was really powerful.
Right, right. And the article is funny. Like, he makes me laugh because he talks about, like the only time that he's been to a football stadium, to Citi Field, is to mm-hmm. see, like, Lady Gaga. Like, not to go to, like, a baseball game. He talks mm-hmm. about how, like, he and his son both talk about Chelsea, but he's talking about, like, the neighborhood in New York City, and mm-hmm. his son is talking about, of course, the like, the soccer
yeah.
team.
Mm-hmm.
So this article is funny, and you're right. Like, it applies to a lot of different things, and we should have the expectation that, like, our kids are not necessarily going to be into the things
what
that we are into.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, find a way to bridge that gap. And he talks about how he is thankful that there's other people in his son's life who – he can talk about sports with, who are like other mentors for him, and that's really opened, you know, the possibilities up for his son as well to having like different interactions. So yeah, it's a good article.
Yeah.
Win of the week.
So my my win.
Okay.
Wow.
Is this me? This is me win, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, it is. Okay, I'll
Do
save mine for next episode. No, go for it. I totally read Karen, but it said Katie. Go.
Well,
go,
there
go,
is
go.
A K and an A there. So
oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I almost cut off
my
win.
I mean,
go
I'm like,
for
actually, like,
go
I'm like, it. There was a part of me that was like, should I just let her, like, take this? Because I hate
No,
okay.
go. You've got some win. I know you do.
I mean, I don't really. This is my win. So I have one day left of being 39. A day and a half.
Oh, yes.
39.
Yes,
I've,
yes.
Like,
yes.
I feel like, despite the fact that you've been listening to this podcast and I've been talking about turning 40 for, like, the last 6 months.
You're actually
like,
not 40, yeah.
Truly, I am still 39, yeah. And I turned 40 on Thursday. And I, you know what? I'm, like, thankful. My win is I have, like, family coming into town. We're going to, like, again do another birthday celebration. And I'm, like, so thankful for all of the people, including Karen Zakalak, some of my other friends who have given up like time and money this month to help me celebrate. Like, I'm thankful for my family who's flying in to celebrate with me. And I just like, sometimes you like are like, where am I gonna picture myself when you're turning 30? Like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And you know what? Like, there are some things that I definitely wish were different. This still, like, almost makes me want to like cry a little
it's,
bit.
Yeah, it's a weird milestone.
Yeah, like I'm like kind of like tearing up a little bit. Like, I'm okay with where I'm at. Like, I mm-hmm. think this is like, I have a good life. Like, I have a good husband. I have a sweet kid who is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm healthy, which, you know, like, getting older is never
easy.
Well, and it's just not promised. Like, lots mm-hmm. of people, by the way, don't it's a privilege to get older. I have, like, a career. I'm doing the job that I, like, always wanted to do when I was in high school and middle school. This is what I said I wanted to do. Like, this is, if I were to, like, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, if you were to tell me, like, this is where I was at 40, I would be excited about it. And I feel mm-hmm. like it's, like, hard to – you get caught up in the minutia of life sometimes, and you don't really, like, take stock. But these milestone birthdays kind of force mm-hmm. you to.
Yeah.
So that's my win is, like, I'm just – I mean, talk to me next week, and, like, everything will go to, like, shiz again. Trust me, because that's just how life is. But, like, I'm feeling, like
– good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to be at 50, though? I keep, like, that's my, like, God, what are we going to be doing at 50?
It is, and I do feel like 40 is a weird one, because at 30, you're still, I mean, for me
there's
at least.
There's still lots of possibilities in your life. You don't know where
like,
things
you're
are
going
to go.
Like, you're in your career.
Yeah.
I was newly married, but I didn't have kids,
yeah.
you know, and I felt a really weird emotional, I don't know, transformation
yeah.
at 40, I guess you'd say, of, okay, this is.
Yeah.
This is kind of my life.
Yeah, like
this is
this
where
is
we
kind
are.
Of it. Like
yeah.
there's not
yeah.
a lot of like. I mean, I want to like knock on wood here because, you know, I was gonna say like there's not a lot of surprises left, but of course like that's not totally true because
mm-hmm.
you know like
mm-hmm.
life can take good turns and bad turns on like the drop of a hat. But you know, you've sort of figured out like this is kind of like I'm not gonna have any more kids.
Right.
Like the kid thing is like off the table now. Like,
I've got my husband.
I've got my husband.
I've got my job.
I got my job. Decide to switch that up. Yeah, like, I'm here. Like, I'm Asheville is, like, where we've I've been here now, like, you know, close to, like, 15 years. Like, this is kind of, like, it. And so it is kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. But you know what? As an elder 40-year-old who's been 40 for 6 months now. But no, what I feel like is that the big stuff is kind of figured out, but then it kind of, in my head, I've realized is shifting to the small stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And now, yes, you don't have those big question marks of who you're going to marry, are you going to have kids, what that's going to look like, where are you going to live? But now you start to do, and I'm trying to focus on this more, the fun stuff, right? The little things of, what's my kid going to be into?
Well, I was just going to say, like, that's
what,
my next
thing. What vacations are we going to have?
Yeah.
Like, and what memories are we going to make? And, you know, just really trying to hone in on those moments and kind
like
of
you
the smaller
kinda,
stuff.
Can you sit back a little bit and be like, okay, this is, like, what I've done. And this is, like, okay, like, I don't have to, you don't have to, remember my 30th. Yeah, I was, like, actually very depressed about turning 30. I remember it well, which is ironic because I was, like, doing okay. But I remember 30 felt, like, big, but this one feeling pretty
well
good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're
again
excited
for the
for you
750th time this
no,
month.
No, your 40 is supposed to last a long time. That's
well,
what it's supposed
I just,
to do.
I've said this to several people, you know, River's birthday, her fifth, she had a milestone birthday this month as well, and so I feel like every day
it's
I'm like
all birthday.
Like I'm like, okay, like I'm ready for like July 1st where we can be like okay,
past the birthdays.
And so this episode drops on July 5th. So by the time you're listening to this,
we'll be past the
birthday month is over.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Moving on.
Definitively. Yeah.
But happy 40th. And I think, we'll see. Who knows? We'll still be podcasting at 50, but feels like a long way away. I'm sure there'll be some newer mechanism for listening to things by then. But I think 50 is going to be even better.
Really?
I do. I think it's only uphill from here, even though it's technically over the hill.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Let's start planning those 50th birthday parties.
All
right.
Bring
I'm
it
sure
on.
My husband will love that.
Have a good week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Ankle Moms, the podcast.
Thanks for listening.